Now, if you're in the process of trying to buy a home, you may have noticed that AI images are being used by estate agents to show the potential that a property could have. And to discuss this in more detail, I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by Tommy Carmody of Tommy Carmody Property House. Tommy, good morning and you're very welcome to Kerry today.
Good morning, Amber. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining me this morning. So first of all, what's your view in terms of AI images being used in a bid to sell a property and to show the potential that it might have?
The feedback that I get from, let's say, intended purchasers is very positive. And look, you know, it's called AI, but 5 years ago or even 2 years ago, it was called virtual staging. And it was essentially the same thing. The only difference was a few years ago, I would have had to pay, or the client would have had to pay $500 to $1,000 to have a home virtually staged, whereas I'm able to do it now. But we'd be cautious in our approach as well. So we try and, let's say, keep the proportions of the room the same. In most cases, we'll show the before and after photos, one after the other. And also, let's say, detail in the text of the adverts which homes or which rooms have been virtually staged for the avoidance of doubt.
Okay. And I suppose just for anyone listening, I should be clear as well that AI is artificial intelligence, obviously, just in case anyone isn't familiar. I'm sure they are, but just in case to be clear. But you've obviously used it, Tommy, in different properties that you are selling. What, I suppose, prompted you in the first place?
I have, yeah.
What prompted you in the first place to use it?
I just personally just have a, you know, the graph for interiors, and it just got a big interest in it. But let's say if we were to go back to when I first set up my own here, one of the first houses I would have sold would have been a house out in Kilmoyley, Ballyhigan Country House. And that was an empty home. And after one or two viewings, people were, let's say, struggling to imagine what the house would have been like if it were done up, because kitchens had been removed. There was no beds, there was no bath units or anything like that. So we got a company there in Dublin to virtually stage four of the rooms. And before we knew it, the traction had gathered big time. There was pickup from national newspapers on it and stuff like that. But when people came in, again, the rooms were proportioned the way they were. We might have kept the flooring looking the same. It would have been adding in a kid's bed or a home office or even the kitchen units. And I think it works well.
Okay, it's very interesting as well. No, there is the argument as well, Tommy, I think as well, that it might be a bit misleading depending on how it's used, I suppose, because not everyone would be in a position to redevelop the property to make it look like how it would in the AI images. How would you respond to that?
Look, again, the way we do it, we're kind of conscious of that. But if you were to pick the most recent one there now, let's say Milltown, which you rang about initially, and I think the feedback was positive on it. For the living room, for example, we've changed the colour of the walls. We've put in kind of on-trend furniture and stuff like that, but the proportions of the room would be pretty much the same. It's a home where the client wouldn't necessarily have had the money to repaint the home or to modernise it before putting it to the market. Mm-hmm. And I just want intending purchasers, especially first-time buyers and stuff like that, to realise to transform a home, it doesn't have to cost the earth. A lick of paint, or let's say painting pine doors or skirting boards or changing out sofas from, let's say, older styles, and just, let's say, putting in more on trend furnishings, which most people are going to do when they buy a home anyway, it can transform a home.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And it is worth noting as well, Tommy, that the advertising regulator has said that artificial intelligence generated images on property listings are not likely to mislead if they're properly flagged. So the Advertising Standards Authority, it said that AI in ads is permitted as long as it clearly states that it's clearly stated, and that the real image is also available in close proximity. So I suppose it's a clear message from them, Tommy, isn't it, that it must be obvious to people that it is generated using AI and it's not the real image of the house that is actually for sale.
That's it. And look, again, with Milltown, Abbey Dorney, that came up, through one of the portals on my home. I think somebody just wasn't happy with AI being used, or virtual staging as I'd call it, but the licensing authority were clear when they stated it is not misleading. It shows the before and after, and in the text it states images 1, 3, 5, 7, etc. have been virtually staged. And yeah, no, it should be quite clear. And at the end of the day, I'm looking to get the most eyes on a property for my client, but it's also helping first-time buyers. I'd be sure that when somebody purchases a home, at least one or two of these rooms will be transformed to a similar style to what's in the photos. And yeah, overall, the feedback's very positive, to be honest.
Okay. And in the Netherlands as well, I know it's a trend that they're using AI as well for similar, I suppose, reasons, but I think it was a bit more misleading maybe over there as well, because there was a company that said it was going to, I suppose, relook at their own rules maybe and review their own rules after AI photos increasingly did mislead some home seekers, and they were kind of creating unrealistic expectations over there. Would that concern you that might happen here? Maybe that they mightn't be clear enough for people to actually know that it definitely, you know, this is actually what it looks like, but this is how I'm showing you that, you know, this is the potential it could have, but it's not going to come to you like this.
It could, of course, but at the end of the day, I'm looking to, let's say, close a sale or move a sale on as fast as I can. If I was misleading, let's say, 20 people and they all came to the view and expecting a different home, I haven't gained anything there. I've lost time, wasting people's time, basically. And again, I wouldn't be putting on extensions to the front of the home or anything like that. You know, in most cases, it's interiors,
yeah,
as opposed to structural.
Okay. And I suppose given the housing crisis and the demand for homes as well that we're experiencing at the moment, Tommy, is it ever a case that someone might maybe be bidding on a house or a property without ever seeing it physically? Maybe that, you know, I suppose the demand is so much that they see something they like online and they mightn't be in a position, they might be living abroad, maybe looking to move home, that they mightn't ever actually see it physically. Would that be the case, or would people always come and look at it, I suppose?
In most cases, so look, if it was a house or an apartment I was selling up in Dublin, which is in the city centre, where you kind of know the surrounds and stuff like that, you might be okay with taking bids based on a virtual viewing or something like that. But if it's out in the country, I'd always insist on people viewing it in person, okay? And let's say there's another house there, 8 Lizard, somebody was keen on that, but we insisted that they came and viewed the home, okay? Mm-hmm. And we knew they were coming from the States, so we held off until they viewed it. Again, there's a risk. If somebody's bidding on a home out the country, they might think the village is that little bit closer than it actually is. They might be expecting transport links. They might be expecting X, Y, and Z. But until they get into the home out there, it's hard to know whether the home will suit them. And it's not in our interest to be going sale agreed and then they get the survey done just before they sign contracts. They come over and say, oh, do you know what? The school is too far away. The pub is too far away. So again, if it's a city centre location, I'd be okay with it. It wouldn't be ideal. But if it's out the country, we insist on in-person viewings.
Yeah.
Initially, we might do virtual viewings, which are very popular with the overseas purchasers, whether it be on WhatsApp or other apps. But our clients, in most cases as well, will want to know, have they viewed it? What was the feedback like? It's not just a one-size-fits-all. And look, at the end of the day, it's not always down to the highest bidder either. So it's down to, you know, who's more likely to proceed with a sale, and if somebody has viewed it, they're in a stronger position than somebody who hasn't.
Okay, that's very interesting. And AI can be very valuable as well for people, as you said, you know, because in terms of maybe knowing the size of a room and what potentially could be done with it, because, you know, it's hard to imagine that when you're looking at an empty room, for example, but obviously these images can be quite useful. But when you're using AI images, would you also be able to estimate maybe what it might cost for a couple to potentially make this a reality, I suppose, if they were to buy the home on top of the actual sale?
It would, yeah. So the thing with myself there, and I'd look after lots and lots of rental properties without mentioning the number, but On a daily basis, I'd be talking to painters, I'd be talking to electricians, plumbers, so I'd have a rough idea of what it's going to cost to rewire a house, replumb a house, get painting done. I've had it done recently in my own home. If somebody's in, looking at getting wardrobes put in, again, done it in my own home recently. I'd also be encouraging a lot of, let's say, buyers, you know, maybe go get a couple quotes and stuff like that, and I'll be able to recommend certain people as well, obviously not getting kickers or anything like that. But I'd always say as well, if somebody was getting works done, maybe get, and the house is, for example, in Lixnaw, maybe get a quote from somebody in North Kerry, somebody in Tralee, somebody elsewhere. So you will get a range of quotes, but with first-time buyers, they like when I go through what the potential cost might be as well. Yeah. And again, if there is major works to be done, we'll be upfront with it. Again, it's going to come out in a survey and stuff like that down the line. So again, it's just getting everything out in the open. But yeah. Sometimes people will come in and say, oh, it'll cost $6,000 to paint this house. I'll be, no, it won't. And I'll be able to give them a number of a painter who's, let's say, that I could stand over that has done mine or worked with clients of mine and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and it is great to hear this, because you're getting a positive reaction from people as well, that they can see the potential and see what you're using it for, but also know the reality of the situation on the ground. So it is interesting. But Tommy, thanks so much for taking the time to join me this morning. It's been lovely to hear all about it and to have you on the show.
No problem at all. And could I just say there, we'll be releasing plenty of new sales listings and rental listings on tommycarmody.ie over the coming days. And we have fantastic homes currently in Feenagh and Tralee and surrounds as well, if people want to check them out and check out our virtual staging images.
Brilliant stuff. That's excellent. Tommy Carmody of Tommy Carmody Property House speaking to me there. And it's a very interesting conversation as well. And it's one that I would love to get your views on. What do you think of it? Do you think it's okay to use AI images to show the potential once, I suppose, people are clear that it is just the potential, not the actual house itself?